Some of your parents are on Social Security. Some of your grandparents are on Social Security. You know why they have Social Security? Because they worked for it. They worked hard jobs for it. They have chapped hands for it. They had long hours and sore backs and bad knees to get that Social Security. And if Ron Johnson does not understand that, if he understands giving tax breaks for private planes more than he understands making sure that seniors who've worked all their lives are able to retire with dignity and respect, he's not the person who's thinking about you and knows you and sees you, and he should not be your senator from Wisconsin.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
The network children ask for by name. The Defenestrate Media Network.
The world's greatest podcast network.
It's Monday in America, and you are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, J.M. Bell's The Left Show.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
It is Election Day Eve as this episode drops. Have you voted yet?
I have.
Good.
Yeah, me too.
Have you?
No.
We've filled out the paperwork. It's going into the ballot drop.
Yeah.
You're gonna do the ballot drop?
That's probably the best way.
I'm gonna go in on Tuesday.
I went in and validated that they have received it. So I know that I've not only done it, mailed it, but I've verified they've received it. So yes, I have voted.
That's fantastic.
I really hope
that the level of indifference that we've had in this country toward midterm voting is gone and we get people coming out to the polls because...
Well, I hope it's half gone.
As you talked about last week, it is the now more than ever is not just cliche. They're looking to take away everything if they win.
This is a bougie Taliban.
Yep.
I love that.
That's like
Taliban.
I couldn't think of the right word to say like one day, and I'm just like, it's the fucking bougie Taliban.
That is, you just hit it dead on.
That's the most perfect description I've heard.
It really quite is. So joining me this week, we have JC.
Hello.
Taylor.
Hello.
And Tiffany.
Hi.
I figure as far as it goes, this is an election that weighs far more heavily on the ladies than it does on the gentlemen. So I wanted more female perspective this episode, you know, than normally. But
so we get half now.
Yeah.
Now we're up to equal.
We'll
see. Thank you so much.
We are
honored to be here.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Really happy to have made this decision.
I'm happy to be here.
I was about to say my dad voice is about to come on, Tiffany, and say, well, wake up, God! How's that sound?
Turn this ship around.
A couple years ago when International Women's Day was on Daylight Savings, like, we didn't even get a full fucking day.
Yeah.
You would have in Arizona.
I know.
I don't want that state to, like, I don't want to go there to have a women's day. Like, that's the worst state near me to go.
Be welcomed by Kristen Sinema.
Ugh.
It's awful.
A terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible person. I'm upset I ever found her attractive.
What? That was Farm Jeff, I'm sure.
Farm Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. So, okay, last week I wasn't feeling well. This week I'm just dealing with I had a cold a week ago, so all of the holes in my head are not behaving. Still, very annoying. But
that's fair.
No, it's now more than ever. It is important, especially if you're listening, because, you know, the show is not for right wingers.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, that means you got to go vote. And if you haven't voted, you got to go vote. And if you have voted, you got to talk some people into going to vote.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know, give some old people some rides or some shit.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I told my grandma's been asking us for stories about my papa that, like, to share.
Yeah.
And I almost texted her back. I will share one story for every vote I get to decide on your ballot.
Oh.
And my mom had to take her to the hospital the other day. I'm like, Mom, just take her ballot. I'm like, she won't even notice it's gone. Just take it. Just take it. Like, you don't have to turn it in. Just don't let her know. Don't let her vote.
Don't let her vote. More importantly,
it's not voter fraud if you don't turn it in.
Exactly.
It's mail theft.
Not if it's on my grandma's counter.
That's true.
And my mom pays for the house.
I think it still is. I'm pretty sure.
Not in my house.
She'll put it in a couch cushion.
Yeah, hide it in the house. You're fine.
Hide it in the house where grandma can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fair.
And remember to set the, you know, while grandma's away, also set the child block for Fox News on her cable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So CNN did not report the death of Donald Trump on November 1st. They were a Twitter hoax, at least partly to highlight the disinformation Elon Musk is unleashing in the name of free speech.
See what happens?
Like, yeah.
According to Newsweek, the hoax seems to have begun with comedian Tim Heidecker. He mocked the way Trump promoted conspiracy theories about the attack on Paul Pelosi using similar language.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Trump, I'm sad to say, sounds like he's dying here. I think the fact that maybe he is and could possibly have a very grave disease of which he is dying from. We don't know, but it's not good. And then came, look, folks, there are one of two things that could be happening. Trump is dead and they're covering it up, or he's badly dying at the moment. Which do you believe?
I just want one of them to be true.
I love that those are the only two options.
Yeah.
Followed by a fake CNN report that says it's official. Trump has died. Donald Trump dead at 76. As PolitiFact has noted, the fact that CNN allegedly reported the cause of death as autoerotic asphyxiation in his Florida home was a big clue that the graphic was a fake.
I kept going.
Tim Heidecker saying, some have said this, but what we've heard was that it was very bad and died in a sick way. Mm-hmm. All bad punctuation, all done Trump style.
Yes, very bad.
I heard it was asphyxiation from not being able to pull his head out of his own ass. That was what I heard.
Hunter X Hunter Biden replied, fake news. He actually didn't die as badly as people are thinking.
Okay.
As bad as people are thinking.
Tim Heidecker then continued, here's what we know. One, Trump is dead. Parenthetical, died badly. Number two, Elon Musk has suppressed this news, or has he?
Mm-hmm.
Three,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump Jr. is now just plain Donald Trump.
Nobody has ever died worse than me.
Oh, I know.
I am the best at dying.
I am the best at dying. I come back to life like Jesus. And they'll be like, yeah, you do. Oh, my God.
It's like a miracle. Yeah.
But now, if the facts that Trump endorsed Senator Mike Lee on November 2nd and posted on November 3rd on Truth Social about his upcoming rally, if that doesn't convince you he's still alive, no matter how much we might wish otherwise, a Reuters fact check proves conclusively that the whole thing was satire, including the CNN report.
Mm-hmm.
That's
CNN?
A good one,
didn't Valerie Bertinelli change her name on Twitter to Elon Musk?
I don't know. I know somebody did and got banned.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I just saw a headline, but I didn't read it, so.
Elon Musk is so fragile.
Enough people had done it that it prompted. Well, actually, no, it wasn't that people did it. It was there was a guy, as he got fired, he was the one over people's accounts. And as he got the meme just before it got shut off, he shut off Elon Musk's account.
I heard that was fake on Snopes.
Did you hear that was fake? Okay.
which is a bummer. That would have been hilarious.
Valerie Bertinelli became Elon Musk, trolled on Twitter to prove a point about the blue check verification system.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
She poses Elon Musk on Twitter to show flaws in his new system. After changing her display name, she posted dozens of tweets in support of Democratic candidates. She changed her name back on Sunday, writing, "I think I made my point." Okay.
I mean, she did.
$7.99 to get a blue check mark.
After he haggled with Stephen King.
Yeah. All I know is that I wanted a blue check mark for a long, long time, and now I do not. Now I just don't care.
What does the blue check mark mean?
It means that you are who you say you are.
Yeah.
When we ran what's-his-name for governor, it took a week to get the paperwork they needed to get him the check marks for that and for, I think, Facebook.
It prevents the spoofing and where, you know, like Trump isn't the only one who did this, but a lot of celebrities had to put in the real and their name because so many people had already spoofed their name on Twitter before they ever got on Twitter.
And that's how you spoof somebody is by saying, like, I'm the real Donald Trump.
Yeah. And so they got the blue check mark made so that the real individual, even if it was Donald Trump, would certify that you're really looking at their Twitter account. And now all you got to do is pay $7.99 and you can get certified.
I have enough subscriptions.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need it. I'll just keep that ESPN part of my Disney Plus package instead.
Yeah. That's about how it's working for me.
The absolute least used thing I subscribe to.
Yeah, me too.
You still use it though.
But it's a good bundle.
You might. I don't.
Yeah. Oh my!
The one time I tried to use it, and the game I wanted to watch was on CNN or ESPN. I don't know, God level ESPN that you could only watch on cable because they're broadcasting it in 4K or whatever. And I was like, "Well, fuck this! Why do I have this fucking channel?"
I got it because as the Hulu ESPN Disney package, it was cheaper than Hulu and Disney.
Well, it was thrown in the package, you know.
Yep. And that price hasn't changed since, so.
No. Nope.
I love ESPN Plus. They have Peyton Manning.
It was funny. They sent a thing saying, we're changing the prices, but this is how it will change the price. And it was like, so I'm paying the same amount. Yeah. Okay.
What, who, Peyton Manning?
Yeah, the show. That's where I watched my Peyton Manning and Abby Wambach, the sports show. Oh. Didn't you watch that with me?
I watched a couple of them with you. Mm-hmm. She's the soccer player?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good.
And he's not.
No. No,
he plays egg ball.
He plays football, yeah. No, Abby is the one that you listened to that podcast and got really, really mad, remember?
Oh, the men are shit one?
Yes.
You're like, listen to this. It's super important to me. It really touched me. And she's all, men are fucking gross. And
well,
men are bad and this and that. And,
I
and
really
I'm like,
feel that way.
And it was like, I'm like, do we have a problem? Are we not good?
It's not my fault I'm attracted to him.
That's fair.
To one.
It's fair.
I'm attracted to one.
Yeah. So, speaking of bad men.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, good segue.
That is a good segue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're segueing.
Mm-hmm.
I will follow along. Joe Manchin, still a piece of shit.
Yes.
Just in case you thought for a moment that he wasn't, but West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said on Thursday that Congress needs to deal with the nation's crippling debt by making changes to shore up Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other programs that are, quote, going bankrupt. Manchin said at a Fortune CEO conference he'd like to see bipartisan legislation over the next 2 years to deal with, and I use this phrase because they did, entitlement programs, which he said are facing tremendous problems in a Trump-like fashion. Some of the trust funds that help support the programs could run out of money in the next 12 years, which would trigger cuts to benefits. We cannot live with this crippling debt. Manchin, a Democrat, said, if we can't come to grips with how we face the financial challenges of this country, then we're all going to be paying a price we can't afford. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Little sling blade for everybody.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I caught that.
So that's how I hear him in my head, though. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
I drive a Maserati.
Anybody can call themselves a Democrat, though. Right now, I'm a Republican, according to the state of Utah. Mm-hmm. So, like, anybody could say it. So I guess that's what's happened.
Well, it's not an entitlement, Joe, if I've been paying into it my entire fucking working life. It's not an entitlement. I'm entitled to it because I've paid for it. You can't tell me I've paid for my house. You can't tell me it's an entitlement to have my house, my car. It's not an entitlement. I paid for it. Just because I pay for it over a period of time, it's my retirement. It's the only retirement I have available because of how much you fuckers have completely screwed us. You know, let the wealthy, the investors screw us so that we don't have pensions. We don't have any of that shit.
They should stop progressing enough that old people in their 80s don't keep getting it. I'm not dead. Just die.
And if you want a place to save money...
She just killed my dad.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I just killed my grandparents, too, so...
That's fair. Yeah. No, Democratic Mansion of West Virginia offered some oddly worded advice at the end of the Fortune CEO initiative, where he was interviewed by Fortune Media CEO Alan Murray about his support for the Inflation Reduction Act, his efforts toward passing and permitting reform, and the notion of bipartisanship, to which Manchin said, the investments you've made in politics are on the Democrat side and the Republican side. By asking nothing in return, it's a foolish investment because you would never do that in your business world or your private life. Basically, he's saying, if you donate to a politician, you should get shit in return.
Oh, bribery? You mean like businesses and lobbyists. I see. Yeah. No, you work for me. Well, you work for the people of West Virginia, Manchin. You don't work for me. Mike Lee is supposed to work for me. Not that he does. And you, speaking of this, you saw that I keep seeing the commercial for Lee where he's announcing, I'm gonna end Social Security. Did you notice he's standing there with a table full of old people surrounding him.
And they fucking clapped.
And I'm like, that must be the wealthy old people who hate Social Security. They've hated it their whole life. And but you know what? You better believe the government. They make sure the government doesn't miss paying them their check because they probably turn around and invest it.
Well, I mean, when you break it down into little itty bitty pieces, the entitlement that you've worked your entire life for is for your mom. And Angus is working for yours.
Good.
Give something back, you little shit.
It's goddamn right. Yeah. And honestly, you want to find a place to save money in our national debt and you know pay down some of our national debt, Manchin. How about we cut defense spending?
There you go.
Can't do that.
We throw more money into that than we throw into anything else, including your quote unquote entitlements, Joe. Yep.
Homeland Security admits it tried to manufacture fake terrorists for Trump. New Homeland Security report details orders to connect protesters arrested in Portland to one another in service of Trump's imaginary Antifa plots. Yeah. Internal investigative report made public this month by Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat of Oregon, details the findings of the DHS lawyers concerning a previously undisclosed effort by Trump's acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, to amass secret dossiers on Americans in Portland attending anti-racism protests in the summer of 2020, sparked by the police murder of Minneapolis father George Floyd.
Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
And another important reason to vote, if you're down there, Carrie Lake, running for, I believe, Arizona governor. Yeah, she's gone out on that brave stance of let's repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Nobody cares anymore, Carrie.
Carrie Lake, when they were in the midst of doing the massive recount for Arizona, a reporter cornered her and asked her why she believes this Newsmax stuff. And she said, what, you don't think Newsmax is a real news organization? And she's saying it like, wow, you're an idiot. And I'm like, Carrie.
All right, look, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get back on the other side. More reasons to vote.
Not completely high.
high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And JC here.
Oh, and Taylor.
I want to talk to you about Patreon. Patreon is how, for the most part, we are paying the bills around here.
Come on, help us pay some bills.
It's important. These shows cost money to both make and distribute, and we don't ask for money very often. And what we're asking for here is you, as a listener, pitching in $5, $10 a month, you know, over the course of the year to help us grow and get bigger. We need it now. More than ever.
But look, you're not just throwing us money. We're going to give you something really unique for your money. Normally, everything you get from us is free. You get a free download of our podcast, The Left Show, The World's Greatest Podcast, Comic Book Podcast, and of course...
The truck stop visits.
Yeah, the trucks. And instead, we're going to give you exclusive content. Stuff that we record separately that is then put out for only you to listen to.
Yeah, and our exclusive content, you get more... as a Patreon member of our family than you do anywhere else. So go to the website for your favorite of the Defend Media families, whether that be theleftshow.com, worldsgreatestpodcast.com. Click on the Patreon button, become a part of the family, and start getting the cool shit nobody else is getting.
You know you want it. You know you do.
Just do it.
Democrats are now being blamed for...
everything.
Libertarians.
Oh.
News reports say that Don Bulldick.
Let's call him Bulldick.
A former general who's now the Republican Senate candidate in New Hampshire was attacked last night before a debate with Democratic incumbent Maggie Hassan. So after all your talk about political violence fomented by the GOP, what do you have to say for yourselves now, Democrats?
Attacked should be in air quotes here.
Yeah, so the first thing that needs to be said is that the alleged attacker was not a Democrat or a liberal or a leftist.
Nope. According, he's technically not even a Republican. Yeah.
Yeah, according to the Free Keen Group, he's a libertarian activist. Joseph Hart, 37, of Greenville, Rhode Island, is charged with criminal trespass, disorderly conduct. Free Keen is a libertarian organization based in Keene, New Hampshire. Joseph Hart, known online as Joa, is based in Rhode Island, but is close to the libertarian movement in New Hampshire, which is 2 hours or so from his house. So the attacker was not a lefty. He was not one of us. And video evidence suggests that he wasn't even an attacker.
Nope.
Yep.
I like to picture it. He just like was hiding behind a corner. I was just like, rah. like what I do.
He attacked me.
Freeman posted a blog post on freekeen.com Thursday morning, provided video clips from two angles of the incident in which Bull Duke can be seen summoning police and yelling, "He hit me," several times. Bull Duke's campaign spokesman provided a statement calling what happened an attempted punch. Freeman said in his blog, "Joe never threw a punch, nor did he even try to touch Bull Dick. He did approach him and yell at him about being a warmonger, and that's it." Bulldick, on the other hand, immediately pointed Joe out to the police, who took him into custody as he yelled, "He hit me," multiple times. The video clearly shows that it was, in fact, Bulldick who hit Joa, then feigned that he'd been hurt in the same arm with which he hit Joa.
Oh.
Bulldick supporters then roughed up Joa even further, but police didn't arrest any of them.
So, Bulldick, when you hit someone and you're not used to hitting someone, it will hurt your hand.
Don't wrap your hand around the thumb.
Don't wrap your hand around your thumb. That's bad.
Leave it out.
He could wrap his thumb if he wants.
I am picturing him bitch slapping and being like...
scratching.
Yeah, just like kind of punching with his fingers down, but hand still kind of open.
And whatever it was, it's clear that he's a sissy, so, you know.
And going, screaming, when he did it.
Screaming that he hit me.
Was he an Air Force general? what was he general of? Former general, that's all I've got.
electric. I don't know.
Let's see. What's next? Oh, the media has decided that suburban women suddenly love the GOP.
That's a lie.
Yeah. It's garbage polling, which is days to go before the election. Go ahead.
I just, like, I don't know any suburban woman that's like, yeah, I fucking love the GOP, unless they're 80.
No, I do.
What?
I do.
You see the wrong people.
What?
You don't love the GOP.
No, she knows people.
I know people. Oh, I know good. Suburban women, specifically out in Daybreak.
Well.
They are full of GOP suburban
women. I fully
Those
expect
are
that.
Stepford wives. That's not the same.
Stepford swingers, remember?
Yes.
They are. They are Stepford swingers out there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I watched Christopher Titus on his Armageddon update just basically tear apart polling and how it's complete bullshit. And the fact that he could just sit and do it in like 40 seconds, he just completely ripped apart what polling is and how unimportant it is. It was like, wow, if this is Titus just doing this. And it was brilliant.
Well, this was a Wall Street journal poll saying that everything is bad for Democrats. According to the journal's polling, white suburban women have allegedly had a complete change of heart on the generic congressional ballot, going from preferring a generic Democrat by 12 points. Schumer seems a pretty generic Democrat.
Yeah.
To preferring Republicans by 15 points in their most recent poll, allegedly because of worries about the economy and inflation.
I just feel the opposite. I feel like suburban women kind of just went the opposite way once they started taking away our rights.
Yeah.
A lot of the women were like, you know, I might not have an abortion, but that's not, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically, it would show a 27-point swing, which is just, too fucking much.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's just like, who are you polling?
Yeah.
Women in Alabama?
Oh, no. Who do they poll? How do they poll? They poll by phone. Yep. They poll by phone calls. Phone calls are made to landlines. Who the fuck has landlines anymore?
Old folks. Right?
Mm-hmm. Old folks. Or people who are, you know, trying to stay off the grid or whatever. I don't know. Whatever. They don't have a cell phone, or they got themselves a landline.
My friend has a landline so she can keep, like, if there's an emergency.
Yeah.
I have a landline. I just never use it. I don't even have a phone plugged into it.
You have a landline?
Yeah.
It was part of the bundle with Xfinity.
Yeah.
And it made it almost $30 a month cheaper to get a phone number.
I have a phone number with my internet, but I don't have the actual hookup. I told them, don't bother putting in the phone hookup. I'm never going to use it. So I don't have a phone hooked into my house. But I do have a phone number that I will often give when somebody asks me to give a phone number that I know they're going to start spamming me, you know.
When you're out at the Blue Oyster on dance night.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's smart.
You got to give him a fake number. But anyway, this whole thing about polling. And the problem is this is the kind of shit that when the news reports it and they keep reporting that, you know, it's looking bad for Democrats this year. It looks like the GOP is going to retake their majority. And the problem is that people believe it because the news is saying it. And then they decide not to vote because they think, well, it's not going to work. My vote's not going to do anything. No, it is. Try telling that to the people of Georgia in the last election. Try telling that to the people of Maricopa County, Arizona in the last election. They came out in droves. They voted and they flipped their state, which was something we thought was completely impossible in those two states. So you can. Oh, and we can even go back. 6 years, 5 years to Alabama. And that dipshit judge trying to take the Senate seat and lost because black women actually went out and voted.
Oh, the pederast.
Yeah, the pederast.
Roy
lost
Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were trying to fill the Keebler Elf's Senate
Jeff
seat.
Jeff Sessions.
And the people of Alabama spoke and they voted in a Democrat because they did not want that piece of shit. Judge Moore being their Senate representative.
And then the very next election, they voted him right back out.
Yep. Because it wasn't a piece of shit. Well, it was still a piece of shit, but not more running. And that's the problem. It's like every time, if you're not keeping up, if you're not getting people out to vote, helping people get rides, that sort of thing, it makes it hard. But if people come out to vote, as the Republicans are finding, they lose elections.
That's what we hope.
Mm-hmm.
Got my fingers crossed for tomorrow.
Mm.
On this, remember to, you know, leave your... What do they eat in Delaware?
Crumpets.
What's a Delawarean dish?
Crab.
Mm-hmm. Should eat crab tonight.
Remember to leave your crab out for Joe Biden when he comes by to pick up your ballot. You know. Is it crab? Is that really Delaware's crab?
I don't know. It's on the coast, right?
I don't know. Hang on.
I was going to say, remember to leave an ice cream cone out for Joe Biden as he comes to pick up your ballot.
I fucking love ice cream. I don't know why people can think that's weird.
I know. Mm-hmm. We have a picture of Biden with ice cream.
Yeah, I love it.
When you think of what food Delaware is known for, steamed crabs are at the top of the list.
Job, Taylor.
Well done. Absolutely.
I was right.
Well done. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Steamed crabs. Fried chicken, crab cakes, slippery dumplings.
Slippery dumplings.
That sounds like something naughty.
That's what you leave out for Joe Biden.
Scrapple.
Scrapple.
You got to leave out the scrapple. Yeah.
Delaware Bay oysters.
A cup of fries. A
cup of French fries with vinegar on them.
Saltwater taffy.
I love saltwater taffy. Peach pie.
Mm.
And the Bobby, which just looks like a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Capriati's most famous sandwich. Okay. So, yeah, you got to leave your scrapple out for Uncle Joe to come by and harvest your ballot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do. Inside the command center for the U.S. Capitol Police, a handful of officers were going through their routines early Friday morning, cycling through live feeds from the department's 1,800 cameras used to monitor the nearby Capitol complex as well as some points beyond when an officer stopped. On a screen showing a darkened street nearly 3,000 miles away, police lights were flashing outside the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The officer in D.C. quickly pulled up additional camera angles from around Pelosi's home, began to backtrack, watching recordings from the minutes before San Francisco police arrived. There on camera was a man with a hammer breaking a glass panel and entering the speaker's home. According to three people familiar with how Capitol Police learned of the break-in and who might have briefed on or viewed the video themselves. The 911 call and struggle inside the home that followed have led to the charges of attempted homicide of the speaker's husband and attempted kidnapping of the speaker, who is second in line to the presidency. The incident has also put a spotlight on the immensity and perhaps the impossibility of law enforcement's task to protect 535 members of Congress at a time of unprecedented numbers of threats against them. So, yeah, they had video of it, but nobody was watching.
How many people do they have watching these? Like
not
one
enough.
Security guard that went to the bathroom and grabbed a vending machine snack, like a movie.
1,800 cameras?
1,800 cameras
you
and
need
probably
like
not enough.
At least, like, you need at least half of that camera footage.
Yeah.
I 900
people.
I doubt they have more than two people watching it at any time.
I would like to have
job
because
I am super snoopy.
So that would be kind of my ideal job is like just watching other people just.
I have the image in my mind of that giant bank of monitors from Batman 3.
Yeah.
Of all of the 1,800 monitors and just two guys who have to sit there watching.
Paul Blart.
It's got to be boring most of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. What do we got? Was that the third story already?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we are breezing through this show. We are just lighting it on fire. As of Friday, transgender people under the age of 18 in the state of Florida will no longer be able to receive gender-affirming medical care, such as surgeries, hormones, or the far more common puberty blockers. At the urging of Governor Ron DeSanctimonious, the state's medical board has voted to ban these options, regardless of what anyone besides fucking Ron DeSantis, such as the child's parents, or the child's actual doctor, think would be the best course of action. None of this has anything to do with medical safety. The American Medical Association has called these bans a dangerous intrusion into the practice of medicine. It is that Ron DeSantis and his cohorts want to send a message that not all trans children, but all transgender people, that they think it's not a real thing and do not believe they are who they say that they are. Quote, today's vote from the Board of Medicine and Osteopathic Medicine will protect our children from irreversible surgeries and highly experimental treatments. Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo said in a statement, I appreciate the integrity of the boards for ruling in the best interest of children in Florida, despite facing tremendous pressure to permit these unproven and risky treatments, except for the fact that every fucking medical association has said that they're fine.
There's probably a lot of money involved with this and a lot of death threats.
Yep.
Well, it's a lot
from Ron DeSantis. He's giving both of them to them.
Yeah, it really is. But first of all, nobody's even suggesting gender altering surgery for minors. Top surgery sometimes, but never bottom surgery for minors. And everything else is completely reversible. So. But they don't care about that shit.
It doesn't matter. They're picking on children. Yeah. That's really what it is. Like, why are you so concerned? Hold on, JC. Why are they so concerned about children in like that are just born? Why are they concerned about what's in their pants or how they think? Like, it is not your business to dictate what my child is or does. And you are so concerned about these children.
Well, the medical aspect of this is scary, too, like that they are having an effect on what can be done medically when doctors are saying this is what needs to happen and they are making it so it can't.
And they're pressuring people to doctors to say, you know what? Yeah, we agree. Yeah.
And what about when suburban moms, you know, who apparently love Republicans, as we've learned, want to get hormone blockers because they just don't want their 12-year-old to develop boobies yet. Are they, I mean, is it going to be like what rich people being able to get abortions? They'll still be able to get hormone blockers.
Yeah. They'll just get them in from Mexico.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're rich, you can do it.
That's what it's, if we were in that position now, I would absolutely be importing from Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there's very little doubt in my mind that the doctors that we've dealt with, you know, for my kids would not only give the advice, but help me figure out, you know, dosage and stuff like that and what needs to happen. But I mean, yeah, I mean, that's really what it runs down to is, okay, they care about the fetus. They don't care about the kid. They only care about the kid if the kid is different from the little should be seen and not be heard bullshit, you know, that they seem to think kids should have or kids should be. And anything different, anything that steps out of that cookie cutter assimilation train that they want for young GOP children, for little brown shirts, if you will, you know, really just causes them. I mean, we have study after study that shows that kids that don't receive gender affirming care are suicidal.
Yes.
That is all blown away by the fact that they're just like, this is just different. And they call me names and they say that I'm a bad parent because I want to keep my kid alive. It's if I had the opportunity to show Ron DeSantis how tough he thinks he is, I would really, really appreciate that.
Yes.
And I just I don't know how to make that happen. I think that the parent of a trans teen should be able to beat the shit out of the governor of Florida just to prove a point. I think that's fair.
It's like, this is what bullying is, bud.
Yeah. I just need 10 minutes. I just need 10 minutes. Now, 20 years ago, I needed 5, but now I need 10. That's all. It's age.
It's Ron DeSantis. I still think you only need 5.
That's fair.
You'd raise your hand with a quick warning, and he would suddenly fall on the ground, going, "He hit me! He hit me!"
I think it's all about control. You know, I don't even think that it's the when you said that, you know, the fetus. It's not even that. It's just the control over women, the control over people that are different than they are.
Why is he in government service? What the fuck? What? I mean,
to be president.
Yeah, but he's got to be doing it to make some sort of paycheck because he certainly doesn't give a shit.
He must have been bullied as a child.
No.
Like,
he
that's
was
all
a bully.
I could think. I don't think he was a bully. I think this is him now becoming like in control of everybody else.
Could be. But I know he has his eye on the prize, which is the White House. He absolutely does.
Yeah. Did you guys see that goofy fucking God commercial he did today?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna find that in the break.
I did see a billboard, and I didn't read all of it because I couldn't get past what it said. It said "Deadbeat McMullins," and that's how I read it in my head. And now I can't get past how great of a band name that would be.
Yeah,
the Deadbeat McMullins.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think it had something to do with taxes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Deadbeat McMullins.
I hate that I'm voting for him.
So gross.
It's so gross.
It is disgusting, but hey, at least I'm voting for a Republican, not a whatever the fuck Lee is.
Insurrectionist.
He's a failed libertarian is what he is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just said libertarian twice as far as I can tell.
Exactly.
All right, hang on. We're going to end this section with, I believe, this fucking commercial. Hang on. If not, we'll start the other one with it. Oh, that fucking dog.
Georgia's commercials are pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
They're against white people.
All right. Let's see. Here we go. Hang on.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector. So God made a fighter. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, kiss his family goodbye, travel thousands of miles for no other reason than to serve the people. To save their jobs, their livelihoods, their liberty, their happiness. So God made a fighter. God said, I need someone to be strong, advocate truth in the midst of hysteria, someone who challenges conventional wisdom and isn't afraid to defend what he knows to be right and just. So God made a fighter. God said, I need somebody who will take the arrows, stand firm in the wake of unrelenting attacks.
Wow.
Look a mother in the eyes and tell her that her child will be in school. She can keep her job, go to church, eat dinner with friends, and hold the hand of an aging parent.
Okay, so that was all about masks there for
a
second.
God.
Yeah, and it was about women choosing what they do.
And what they choose to do or what men want them to do.
Yes, go to church. Cook for them. Sometimes go to dinner with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all about masks. Wow, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
Taking their breath for the last time. So God made a fighter.
Ugh.
God said, I need a family man. A man who would laugh and then sigh.
You're watching, so.
And then reply with smiling eyes when his daughter says, she wants to spend her life doing what dad does.
I can't take any more of that.
She wants to do what dad does. I don't think that's true.
No, that is nuts.
Destroy people's lives.
That is absolutely fucking nuts. We're gonna end this block on that piece of shit. We'll be right back.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember D.H. Pellegrino, Cormac Roth, and Leslie Jordan.
Well, shit.
Peter Capaldi is getting another BAFTA. In moving picture news, the Dungeons & Dragons movie has moved its release date.
Roll for initiative.
Westworld has been canceled.
God damn it.
Stargirl has been canceled. The Sandman has been renewed for season 2.
Hallelujah.
Aubrey Plaza was cast in the new Agatha series. The Vision is getting his own Marvel series. And Witcher is replacing Henry Cavill for season
for.
But it's still someone who looks good shirtless.
In comics, Saga will return in January. Vault Comics is releasing a new Music Icons graphic novel series.
That'll be emo.
Chris Farley is getting his own graphic novel biography from Z2 Comics. We review New Think, The Ones, Star Trek, Tiger Division, Judgment Day, Sarah Lone, The Variants, Captain Marvel, Miracle Man, The Silver Age, and Damn Them All.
Dang, we read a lot of comic books.
All this and Marvel meets the Planet of the Apes. Face Front, True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
There goes Marvel down the rabbit hole for talking simians.
They're your favorite.
For some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
Donald Trump is not the Captain Moroni. He's the statue Moroni.
Just standing there, golden,
Falls down at one rumble.
With the biggest, loudest thing in his hand, standing at the top of the thing to make sure everybody can see him and hear him. Yeah, he is fucking statue
Moroni.
With the
stupid, the vuvuzela. Remember the vuvuzelas?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what Moroni has. That's no trumpet. Yeah. He's just an annoying fucking noise at a soccer game.
I was just going to say that.
There was a year watching World Cup where they must have mics on the crowd, and I'm like, why does it sound like there's a swarm of bees in this, you know, flying over it? And then I realized it was all the vuvuzelas. Just everybody's all day on the whole game on the vuvuzelas.
Some fucking Coca-Cola, RC Cola, whatever, douche canoe made all of those things and handed them out.
Yeah.
And they are the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
They are the evil enemy.
Yep.
I don't know. Speaking of the enemy...
The next World Cup, they didn't bother. They didn't put mics on the crowd.
No, they didn't hand out fucking free ass vuvuzelas either.
That's right.
That is true. So Elon Musk,
boo,
has now purged roughly half of Twitter's 7,500 employee base, leaving whole teams totally or nearly completely gutted, including those tasked with defending against election misinformation ahead of the U.S. midterms on tomorrow.
Yep.
The areas of Twitter impacted the most by Musk's cuts include its product trust and safety, policy, communications, tweet curation, ethical AI, data science, research, machine learning, social good, accessibility, and even certain core engineering teams, according to tweets of laid off employees and other people familiar with the matter. More company leaders, including the VP of Consumer Product Engineering, and the senior director of product overseeing Twitter's work with news publishers, have also been laid off following Musk's firings of Twitter's senior leadership over the last week. Given the sweeping nature of Musk's layoffs and his mandate to cut costs in areas like cloud hosting, employees who remain at Twitter told The Verge that they expect the company to have a hard time maintaining critical infrastructure in the short term. Shit is going to start breaking, said one current employee who requested anonymity. While another called management layoff process an absolute shit show.
Well, when you're fired with a meme.
Only Elon. I heard that someone say like, don't sign anything because we've got a case against it with the Warren Act.
It's true. It's true, because he's calling it firings.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody is coming out saying, I was just fired. If the meme thing we saw, that he was somebody getting fired with a meme, if that's true, if he's calling it firings, the Warren Act, he's actually in violation of the Warren Act. If it's being officially reported as layoffs, that's a hazy zone, because you can do mass layoffs, you cannot do mass firings without the company being, you know, taken out. So yeah,
I wouldn't mind if Twitter went away.
It's not gonna, I mean, I like Twitter. I've grown to like it more in over the last couple of years than I ever did before, but if it goes away, it goes away.
So according to emails sent to laid off employees, Those impacted will continue to be paid and receive benefits until dates that appeared to match the length of the mass layoff notice required by U.S. federal and state law. If they sign a release of all claims document, separation agreement, all U.S. employees would then receive 1 month of base pay as severance that is taxed at the higher supplemental income rate.
I just, and this is just like privilege. If that happened to me, I'd just quit. Like, well, no, if that happened to my company, if they laid off that many people, I'd be like, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
I should probably go elsewhere. And I hope they all do.
If I was working for Twitter, and the day I heard that he'd paid the $44 million and that it had been accepted and that we were now all working for Elon Musk, my resume would have been out very quickly to as many headhunters as I could find, and saying, "You get me out of this company before he lays me off." Yeah,
it's like WeWork but worse.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait for the party, though. Yeah. Nobody's invited on Twitter.
The full email, Twitter employees who didn't get fired, says, "Hello, thank you for your patience through this transition and for your commitment to the important work you do at Twitter. We're sending this email to confirm that your employment is not impacted by today's workforce reduction. Throughout the last week, Elon has spent time with a number of employees, customers, partners, policymakers, Twitter users. He's looking forward to communicating with everyone about his vision for the company soon. We know that you likely have a number of questions, and we will have more information to share next week. In the meantime, please note that until Monday, Birdhouse, that's their internal messaging system, is temporarily offline. The office buildings are temporarily closed, and all badge access is temporarily suspended. Offices will reopen Monday the 7th.
Because we've laid off all the people who maintain that.
Yeah.
Just going to throw this out there. There are tokens on emails that you can add someone's name just by pinging, like, first name. You don't have to just be like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
And then today I saw that he was tweeting how all these advertisers had left. And he's like, they just don't like free speech. And
I'm
like,
you need to add free. Good job. Good job.
I'm like, okay.
Well, he...
Free speech isn't about Twitter, dumb fuck. Free speech is about whether... Yeah.
He threw out a tweet saying that the reason Twitter was in financial difficulty was because activists had pressured advertisers to leave, and one of his main, one big advertiser was like, yeah, that's not true, dude, on Twitter. You know, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. That's not how this works at all. Right now, we're worried about brand safety.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why we're leaving.
Get ahead of it.
So...
Yeah, absolutely.
And as we talked about, I think last week, it was a 500% increase in the first few hours of the use of the N-word.
Yeah.
So
can we say it yet? I hate people. That's all.
I would be definitely advising, if I were working for a corporation right now instead of the government, I would be advising a corporation, we need to get off Twitter. Yep.
So Jack Dorsey, former owner of Twitter, is taking responsibility for the massive layoffs under Musk. On Saturday, Dorsey tweeted an apology and expressed love for the Twitter staff. Former Twitter employees are slamming the company and Musk for his chaotic first week. In a Saturday tweet, Dorsey took responsibility, saying, "Folks at Twitter, past and present, are strong and resilient.
Fuck off.
They will always find a way, no matter how difficult the moment. I realize many are angry with me. I own the responsibility for why everyone is in this situation. I grew the company size too quickly. I apologize for that."
Did he have to pay for that blue check mark?
Probably now, yeah.
You will have to now.
Basically, he says, "I love each and every one of you." Oh, here it is. "I am grateful for and love everyone who has ever worked for Twitter. I don't expect that to be mutual in this moment or ever, and I understand."
Wait, go back to that. I want to see what someone screenshotted about his tweet that he said at one point underneath.
It's not about business practices. It's what you said. Elon is the singular solution I trust.
Why would you trust a villain?
He says, "Are billionaires really that mesmerized by each other?" Jack saying earlier, In principle, I don't believe anyone should own or run Twitter. It wants to be a public good as a protocol level, not a company. Solving for the problem of it being a company, however, Elon is a singular solution I trust. I trust his mission to extend the light of consciousness. Elon's goal of creating a platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is the right one. This is also the Paraga's goal and why I chose him. Thank you both for getting the company out of an impossible situation. This is the right path. I believe it with all of my heart, said Jack Dorsey.
I mean, he also thought the right path was to keep Trump on Twitter until the insurrection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I'm not completely on board with Jack Dorsey for anything.
He's got a nice beard.
I mean, $44 million. I don't think he needed the money.
He's doing okay.
Yeah, he was doing okay
before. And he's doing even better now.
Yeah. But I don't know. I kind of wish I had a head of lettuce I could just put up and say, will this head of lettuce last longer than Elon Musk at Twitter?
Or yeah. Just Twitter in general at this point.
Or Twitter in general, yeah. Because they did that with Liz Truss. They had somebody put up a head of lettuce saying, will Liz Truss last longer than this head of lettuce? And the head of lettuce outlasted Liz Truss.
Yeah. Anyway. He's a villain.
He really is.
He is the villain of our everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen more than one little thing that says, it's a newspaper that says Lex Luthor has bought the Daily Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a picture of Musk.
So, let me tell a little story real quick.
Yes.
Once upon a time, Jeff, as we know him, got a crush on his boss at the DNC, a lady named Karen Finney.
Okay.
I wrote a couple of blog posts about how fucking awesome Karen Finney was when she was doing media stuff. She still is. I mean, she's just a force to be reckoned with. And unfortunately for Karen, every time you would Google her name, my blog posts would float right to the top.
Mm.
You know?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So Karen Finney had a job on MSNBC and then just fucking disappeared one day for no fucking reason.
Hmm.
Well, I got a new crush on MSNBC, this Tiffany Cross, and she has been abruptly fired from MSNBC, but I think that we know why. She was on a show that I don't, on Comedy Central, and she called Florida the dick of the country.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
Not wrong at all.
Not wrong at all.
America's Wang.
So I'm going to play what she did real quick. As soon as this loads, sorry if you can't hear it, buddy. We'll start talking when they're done. Here we go.
A lot of important elections this Tuesday. Four races in particular getting national attention. Ron DeSantis in Florida, Carrie Lake in Arizona, Herschel Walker in Georgia, and Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Which, I can't even believe I just said that. Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz. Which state can the Democrats most afford to lose? One's got to go. Donnell, your turn.
I want Herschel Walker to win just so I can have comedy the same way I had comedy every day with Trump. I was like, Herschel Walker talked like he got candy corn in his mouth. Like he got candy corn in his mouth and in his brain, man. I'm deal for the entertainment.
The death of democracy is not funny, Donnell.
Well, it's funny to me, man. It's time to pay my bills, man. Let's go, Herschel Walker.
Hey, y'all look like cousins. Joe, what's the you?
We need the culture that comes out of Florida, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Arizona's far enough away. Let it go.
Tiffany, what do you think? One's got to go.
I say Florida literally looks like the dick of the country, so let's get rid of Florida. Ron,
Are you saying castrate the dick of the country?
Seriously, let's castrate Florida. Here's the problem. Ron the stupid, Ron DeSantis, whatever you want to call Florida man, he is so problematic. The people there passed Amendment 4, which gave returning citizens, those formerly incarcerated, the right to vote. He instituted a poll tax. He has done everything he can to keep black and brown people from the ballot. Mm-hmm. He traffics in stupidity and ignorance, and I just think they are a problem for the rest of the country. Let's get them out of here.
And that's why Tiffany Cross got fired.
For saying the truth, but also saying the word dick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
A source familiar with the decision told Mediate that comments and coverage from Cross did not adhere to MSNBC standards. The source said she was repeatedly told this by the network. They added, said this has been an ongoing issue and concerns have been addressed multiple times. Watching her show, not comfortable, you know, for white people, because she talks mm-hmm. about black and brown issues. Mm-hmm. And I watch it religiously every fucking Saturday morning. You know, I like that point of view. I like learning new things. I like the people that she brought on. It edified me. And and what are they going to do? Am I going to get another hour of yelly Velshi? Velshi?
Probably.
More like Yelshi.
Nice.
But yeah, so...
Well, you know, she said dick aloud in a different forum, and then they said, well, you can't have your media job anymore. I mean, I know somebody who said vagina in a different forum and lost his media job, so...
I did say vagina.
I think there's precedent here. That's all I'm saying.
In my case, I was talking about women's health care and the GOP being allergic to it.
Yep.
You know, and vagina. You know what it is? It's a doctor word for a vagina.
What are you supposed to call it? A pussy?
There you go. Yeah. If I had grabbed for a pussy, would I have not been fired?
No.
Hmm, Kevin? Huh? You little shit?
Huh?
That's all I'm saying. All right, we're screaming down to the close with a piece of good news.
I liked this for sure.
Matt Stevenson is an Australian actor that played in the popular Australian soap opera Home and Away. He recently gained online fame after he adopted his trans daughter's best friend after she was rejected by her own father. In the TikTok video that has since been viewed more than 3 million times, the dad signed the certificate which states that Belle Bambi is now a part of the family. The video was shared by Grace Hyland, Stevenson's daughter, and this is how she captioned the video. My BFF's dad left because she's trans, so we did this. Dad is adopting her. He's always supported me and wants to support Bambi too. We're sisters now.
That's so sweet.
It is just wonderful. It really is. And I find it touching. Mm-hmm. And she just looks so happy. She really does.
She does.
She's having a happy cry, make no mistake. But happy is still happy.
But you know what? She had a lot of unhappy cries to get there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold yeah. on. And I just, you know, point out that if your kid's trans and you leave, you have failed as a parent. The kid has not failed you as a child.
Yep.
That's okay. Absolutely true.
Yep. Anytime you disown a child, you know, for something like this, for being gay, for being trans, whatever, you failed as a parent. There are occasions where you have to disown a child, make no mistake.
Yeah.
Sometimes kids are just little bastards, but you know, in this case, bad dad and a good dad saves the day. So way to go, Matt Stevenson. Good on you.
Good job, Matt.
Good day.
Good on you, mate.
All right, folks, that's the end of the show. We're going to pop over and do some Patreon right now. Patreon.com/DefenMedia, D-E-F-E-N Media. That's where we, every week that we record, we go over there. We do a little special show. I even did one sick last week, just because I love you people that much. That much.
Remember when I said, I can't do it before 10, I'm definitely going to have a hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did you?
Yeah. All night. All well, day.
That's fair. Anyway, pop over to theleftshow.com. Maybe pick yourself up a t-shirt. We have some t-shirts. We have mugs. We have all sorts of fun merch for both The Left Show and the world's greatest comic book podcast. That's over at theleftshow.com. Scroll over on the right side. Garb your temple. With all that said, thanks for listening. Get out there and vote. Help people to vote. You got a day left as this drops. Make a couple of phone calls. Shame your family. Scream vagina as you run with your hair on fire down the street. making sure that KSL News Radio will never hire you. Just saying. And with that, hey, everybody. Thanks so much. That's for you three.
Oh, bye. Oh, wait. Thanks. What? Bye.
Thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, everybody. Let's do what the English lady says to do.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com, DefenMedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.